Actor, filmmaker Yuval David is here to talk about his work and give us his spin on our LGBTQ issues. Hi, Yuval.
Hello, how are you today?
Fine, how are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm thrilled to be on your show. I congratulate you for your Emmy Award and all this amazing recognition you get because you do such wonderful work sharing stories and sharing information in such a thought-provoking and creative way. And I admire that. I'm inspired by that. You're exactly the type of person I like speaking to. So thank you for having me on your show.
Tell us about your filmmaking for our LGBTQ community.
Well, I'm really a storyteller. I share stories, whether it's as an actor or a filmmaker, even within my advocacy work. I think in narratives. And the LGBTQ community, which I'm proudly part of and support and advocate on behalf of our community, our LGBTQ community is a marginalized community. I don't refer to it as a minority. I refer to it as a marginalized community. Because that word, marginalized, puts more focus on the actions that were done to us, the actions that we have done, and the actions that we have yet to do. So the action that I see is I need to share our stories creatively. I need to advocate on behalf of our LGBTQ community and the LGBTQ movement creatively. And I do it in my voice, using my artistry, which is through filmmaking. I started as a theater actor and then got into voiceovers and then got into doing theater, television, and film. And it's incredible when you see, especially in theater, when you see a whole audience lean forward in their seat or when an entire audience is affected by something that I have shared with them. The same thing happens in film and television. While we might not be able to see our audience, we're able to learn how they respond or create content with the goal that they will respond in a certain way. That then turns your audience into a community because you're sharing something with them. They now have this shared experience and they now own your content. I gifted or I gave somebody my content. This experience that I had creating it is now owned by somebody else. They can now speak about it. And that's very much something that connects to my advocacy work with the LGBTQ plus movement. This is a movement. We are moving forward. We must share our stories. And because I love sharing stories and I love being part of this community and movement, I must share these stories and also to empower other people, to share other people's stories. Because whether an audience member is resonating with me and what I say and what I do, or they're resonating with somebody else who I'm sharing with the audience, at least I'm able to impact the audience. And the audiences for this are LGBTQ plus people, the supporters of LGBTQ plus people, the people who don't yet know they are LGBTQ plus or comfortable with it, and also the people who don't know anybody within our community and who don't support our community. So we talk about tolerance, that we need more tolerance, we need more acceptance. If we want more tolerance and if we want more acceptance, we have to tolerate and accept others as well. But we can't do that by being in the shadows. We cannot do that by being quiet. So that's why I create film content about us. We will not be quiet. We will not be slow. We will not be inactive. We will be active. We will be loud and proud, girl. You know, and that's what we have to do. And I love doing it. And that's the fire that keeps me going because I want to create change through what I do.
What is your personal commitment to our LGBTQ community?
Is to take our community further, to make our community grow in its ability, in its capability, and in its exposure. The LGBTQ plus community is the most diverse community in the world just because we happen to be part of almost every other community in the world. Yet we're still a marginalized community. We're still a victimized community. We are still a community that doesn't have complete equality and freedom across the board and around the world. So my personal commitment is to make this world a better place. And if I am making this world a better place for the LGBTQ plus community, I'm also doing that for the rest of the world, because we happen to be part of every other community. So whether it's creating film content, speaking out on Capitol Hill or at the UN or internationally, I will be a loud and proud, confident and smart, or try to be smart, voice of our community, and at the same time, welcoming other people to join me in this process.
What do you hope to accomplish with your work?
To reach audiences far and wide. I hope to keep creating content. I hope to do so better to improve my artistic expression and to impact people through the stories I'm sharing, through the topics that I'm covering, through the humanity that I'm exposing. So I have a goal in life to be the best version of myself possible. Because I have that goal, I want my work to be the best it can be. And because my work is loaded with messages about social impact, about humanity, about sharing narratives, I want to do that the best. So I just want to do everything I do better and help people along the way to either do the same or to improve themselves and their communities inspired by my work.
How do you see our LGBT community or any minority moving forward in this Trump administration, especially heading into the 2020 election?
One of the things that our socio-political situation has taught us today is that we must be active. We need to get out and vote. We need to exercise our rights as citizens to change the system from within the system. We all have an important role in this country. I don't believe that any citizen should just sit back and take from the country. I think we all need to give to our country, and that can be done in so many different ways, whether it's in one's own community, in one's own neighborhood, in one's own family, school, whatever, or statewide or nationwide. We need to get up. We need to act. We need to speak out, because there's so much negativity and there's so much hate in this world. And those who are hateful are empowered by people who speak in an abhorrent manner. They're empowered by people who make it okay for them to hate, whether that's what that person is actually suggesting or it's the manner in which it's delivered. So what do we have to do? We have to get up. We have to be respectful. We have to be responsible. And remember that we are all advocates. You know, you and I, we advocate for our community, but we also advocate for our families, for our neighborhoods, for our cities, our states, our nations, our people, our community. So if we all remember that we represent our communities, we remember that we have a great responsibility to do so and to help our communities. And I think that is what's important now. The way to combat hate is with love. I firmly believe that. The way to combat hate is not with more hate. It's to say, hey, we're here, we're queer, we're beautiful, get used to it, and know that we are a community that is filled with love. Our community was named because of the way we love. So if we were based in love, I'm totally getting emotional right now just even thinking about that, is if we were created as a community because of the way we love, we must share that love. And I think that's how we'll create change. That's how we can make a difference. And we have to do this. I'm doing it. You're doing it. So many other people are doing it. So let's do it together. Let's love together. It's a beautiful thing.
With LGBTQ teens already 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents, what advice would you have for these kids?
The advice I have for kids who are struggling with their identity or who don't feel welcomed and accepted or who are fearful of expressing their truest selves, my message to them is open your eyes, open your ears, open your arms, and open your heart, because there is a community which is like you, which loves you, which supports you. And as unique and different as we all are, we still have similarities. There are people who are just like you, who are here and ready to embrace you and help you. You are not alone. The fact that there are such large percentages of LGBTQ youth who consider suicide or who do actually commit the act, the high percentages of depression and anxiety and loneliness, the high percentages of homelessness of LGBTQ youth who are thrown out of their homes. This is heartbreaking for me. I am lucky to have the life that I lead, and I will do everything in my power to help and support people. And I'm not alone. I'm not the only voice who says this. There are so many organizations and people and individuals and movements that are here to help you, to support you, to love you.
How can people get information about you and your work?
Well, it's easy to find me online at yuvaldavid.com, yuvaldavid.com. I also have a very active social media presence, so you can go to YouTube/YuvalDavid, to Instagram, Yuval_David_. So Instagram, Facebook.com/YuvalDavid, Twitter, @YuvalDavid. So I'm basically very active across social media. Find me there.
What other projects are you working on?
I feel like I'm always working on multiple projects at the same time. I just finished playing the lead role in a new independent film where I was playing an ultra-Orthodox Jewish guy who's suffering from mental anxiety and a psychological disorder and who's also figuring out his sexuality. So that film packed a punch. I also have 4 films that are coming out this year in which I played leading roles, in addition to a TV show that's coming out on HBO, which I'm super, super, super excited about. And other than that, whenever I have time between my productions of doing voiceovers or acting in television, film, and theater, I'm creating content. I have a artistic mantra to consistently create compelling content. So I produce about a dozen web series, short films, documentaries, whether I'm acting or hosting them or directing and producing them, I'm always creating content.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
Well, one of the things that's important to address is the frightening level of anti-Semitism that's happening in the world. And it's happening in so many different communities, where there are anti-Jewish sentiments coming out, often being masked as anti-Israel or anti-Zionist. But ultimately, there's this hate that's targeting the Jewish community. And it's a very frightening thing. I deal with it on my social media. I get messages from people who write horrible things to me or about me merely because I'm Jewish. We've seen so many attacks against Jewish communities, synagogues, schools, stores, businesses, individuals in the streets. And I'm a grandchild of Holocaust survivors. I am first generation American. I know what my family went through, and I have come to understand why my family is so small. So I was raised with having to make the most of my life as a Jewish person because of the people I'm descended from who weren't given that opportunity. I never thought that I would be fighting and dealing with and seeing so much anti-Semitism. And I see it from the right and the left. I see it from conservative communities and liberal, progressive communities. Anti-Semitism is the canary in the coal mine. It always has been. Whenever there are attacks on the Jews and whenever people feel empowered to physically and verbally attack Jews in a public way, it represents something very bad happening in our society. Jews are 0.02% of the people on this planet. We are a very small percentage of the people on this planet. And there are stigmas about Jewish people. There are stigmas and false narratives that have been shared for hundreds, let alone thousands of years, and to know that they're still prevalent and that they're still rising up into the light horrifies me. So what do we have to do about that? Whether people are Jewish or not, we all have to stop the hate. We have to stop the violence, and we have to speak out in support of the Jewish community. Because when you speak out in support of the Jewish community to just have a right to exist, whether these people see themselves as Jewish as a religion, as a culture, as a nation, as an identity, whatever it is, we have to support them. And we need more people to get up and speak out right now, because these attacks are happening on a daily basis across the United States and across the world.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
I live my life with mantras and life philosophies, which truly did start because it helped me get through difficult times, through challenging experiences. So I truly have many, but one that has been part of my life since I was a teenager is, I live the life of the loving adventure, where love is not just an emotion, it's a state of being, and everything is an adventure. And that helps me get through things because I can use love as a lens. That mantra speaks to me where I am love, where we are love. And there's that expression that people say, what would Jesus do? Well, I'm Jewish, so that doesn't apply to me, but I turn that into, what would love do? How can I respond to this challenging situation with love? And the adventure part of it is, I was lucky enough to wake up this morning. I'm lucky enough to be able to pursue my dreams. And it's an adventure. I can make a plan, and it might work out, or I might deviate from that plan, but I keep moving forward, and that's an adventure. So that's my main mantra, to live the life of the loving adventure, where love is not just an emotion, it's a state of being, and everything is an adventure.